Hello and welcome to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky and I'll be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. This week, markets are down yet again. And did you know, September historically is the worst month for stock market returns. But remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Let's go. In this week's episode, I am taking you on a journey around the world on dividend and what it means to put your money to work around the clock so you can actually make money while you sleep. Before we do that, a quick shout out to Connor, who I've been chatting with all day on Instagram. Welcome to the dividend investing community, and I hope you have an amazing journey into financial freedom. Let's clear some things up to start the episode. When you invest, you are putting your money to work. The difference is, your money is not working round the clock. Now, I know some of you will say, Banky, I invest in global companies and those companies operate all the time. And that is true. So your dividends is a reflection of that company's operations. So yes, your money is working for you. But the share price appreciation or depreciation is limited to the hours that that stock is traded for on your local exchange. So for example, if you own shares in GlaxoSmithKline listed on the London Stock Exchange, GlaxoSmithKline is a global company. So yes, the company is working around the world globally. Your money is being put to work and you own shares of that company. However, the price of that stock is only actually increasing or decreasing while the London stock market is active. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that you should be invested in more than one stock exchange. If you live in the UK, you shouldn't only own UK paying dividend stocks. If you live in the US, yes, you probably could do very well only owning US stocks, but that is not the way to get your money to work in every region around the clock. Now, the simple way to put this is most stock markets trade for only about 8 hours a day. That means if you wanted your money to work all 24 hours of the day, even while you're sleeping, you need to be in at least three regions. And I'm going to give you a quick example. Again, let's assume that you're based in the UK. The UK market trades from 8 a.m. GMT time to 4 p.m. GMT time, at which point the US market is already trading. The US market closes at 9 p.m. UK time. If you own UK and US stocks, your money is working for you somewhere in the world for 13 hours of the day. So you still need to be in another region. Let's say you also own a couple of dividend paying stocks in Hong Kong. That means there are only 2 hours of the day that your money is not actively at work for you, because the Hong Kong markets open just 2 or 3 hours after the US markets close. And by the time the Hong Kong markets close, the London markets are open once again. I know some of you are going to say, Banky, we're dividend investors, so we don't care about price appreciation. And that is very true. But Warren Buffett himself has said, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you work until you die. And yes, even though we are dividend investors and we care about that sweet dividend cash flow, we also want to see the value of the stocks that we own rise or increase. You want to see green figures when you open your portfolio, not red figures, regardless of the level of dividends that you are getting. Also, I want to remind you that the world is a big place. You can grow your money in many different ways. You don't have to just grow your money in pounds or dollars or euro or yen. Why not grow your money in all of these different forms? Have you ever experienced getting dollar dividends or pound dividends or euro dividends? Well, why stop there? You can actually have dividends in all currencies. Some brokers like DeGiro will actually allow you to hold cash balances in different currencies, so you don't always have to be exposed to forex risk when receiving your dividends. To be fair, it is not easy to step out of your comfort zone when it comes to investing. If you always bought US dividend paying stocks and they've always done well for you, technically you don't have a reason to leave that and go and look for European stocks or stocks in Asia or stocks in the UK or stocks in South America or dare say dividend paying stocks in Africa. But you should. The opportunities are there. The one thing about dividend stocks is that you can make money anywhere. You are not limited. Do not limit yourself to your local region. Okay, so I have a challenge for you. Reach out to us at the Bank on Dividends podcast and let us know what your favorite international dividend paying stock is. So that's any stock that is not from the country you are based in. If you like the Bank on Dividends podcast, you've been listening for the last couple of weeks and you like what you hear, why not share it? Share this podcast with at least one person this week and get talking about dividend investing. I've been tempted in this episode to just list off a bunch of really good international dividend paying stocks that I know of, from the US to Mexico, Argentina, South Africa, Kenya, Venezuela, Istanbul, India, South Korea, Australia, Russia, Japan. There are loads of countries out there that have great dividend stocks. Unfortunately for you, I am not going to give you my research this week. If you reach out to me on Instagram and ask me what's a dividend stock in Estonia, I probably will be able to name one for you. But I am not going to spend the rest of this episode just reeling off really good companies. I'll give you one for free that I really like, the Canadian stock Bank of Montreal. They have an amazing dividend yield and a very good dividend payment history. Okay, that was one I gave you for free. If I give you another one, Tata Group in India. Tata Group is an amazing, huge conglomerate. They have loads of different brands under them, from Tata Motors to almost everything you can think of. India is a growing market. It's going to be a huge superpower in a few years. And they already have lots of dividend paying companies that you can buy today. Okay, those were two dividend names from around the world. I'm struggling and I'm holding myself back not to give you a few more, but I want you to do your research. And like I've said, share with people, hashtag Bank on Dividends, your favorite dividend paying stock on Instagram, on Twitter, and we will post and we will retweet you the best that we can to get the news out there. The aim of this podcast is not just to give you names to research or to invest in, because this is not financial advice. I am just saying here that you need to look beyond your immediate circle. I was talking to a very good friend of mine this week, Rebecca, and she was reminding me that fishes do not outgrow the tank that they are in. If you put them into a bigger tank, then they grow bigger. Likewise, dividend investors cannot grow beyond the market that they are looking at. The only way to be the best dividend investor is to look at other markets. Even if you decide not to invest in those other markets for whatever reason, the fact that you are looking means that you are developing as a dividend investor. It is easy and to a certain extent not worth it if you are only going to buy stocks that you know from your home country. The best dividend investors expand their knowledge and keep learning. Don't be so proud looking to stocks in South Korea, Japan, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Indonesia, Finland, Denmark, anywhere. There are great, amazing stocks. And literally, it's as simple as Googling dividend paying stocks in ... You can fill out the blanks. I guarantee you, you will be surprised in the number of dividend paying stocks that are out there. Remember, I'm not saying you need to start investing in every other country and every stock exchange out there today. I'm saying take the time to look for yourself beyond the stocks and the country and the region that you already know and are comfortable with. That's it for today. Let's keep the conversation going on Instagram and Twitter. Please let us know those favorite dividend stocks that you have that are outside of your region and why. And I will definitely make sure I share it with the wider community. Next week, we are talking about the dividend irrelevance theory. Is it true? Does it still hold? And if you don't know what it is, that's even more reason to be back next week and listen to us. My name is Banky, and remember, no matter what happens in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Thank you. You've been listening to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky, and remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends.